Could you please break down some of the news stories that have been flowing this week about Nordion and the advance they've made against liver cancer?
Well, they've developed what's called a therosphere. So what the company is saying is that these tiny glass beads, which are about 20 to 30 microns in diameter, very tiny beads, take advantage of one of the characteristics of cancer cells, in that cancer cells have arteries or capillaries that deliver blood to them that are very leaky. They literally have little holes punched in them. So these tiny beads are small enough to get through those holes into the cancer cell compared to normal cells, which don't have those leaky arteries or those holes, so they can't get through to regular cells. So it takes advantage of that particular characteristic. And so by doing that, they've developed these beads that contain yttrium-90. It's a radioactive material. So by injecting this into a person's body, it flows through their bloodstream and only goes to those cancer cells because they're the only cells that have those leaky arteries. And so they're able to pinpoint and deliver this particular treatment to the cancer cells alone, leaving normal cells free from being damaged. The particular studies that they're planning to do now are to combine this particular treatment with standard treatment that's used for unresectable liver cancer. And they're going to look at the difference. They're looking at about 400 people to look and see those that receive both treatments versus those that receive only the chemotherapy instead of the beads to see if there is a difference in response. But what this is telling us also is that the technologies are advancing to such that this type of approach is not just going to be restricted to liver cancer, but many other types of cancer where they may be able to deliver either drugs or radiation to the spot specifically, leaving everything else alone, reducing side effects, and people who receive this particular therapy don't have to stay in hospital to receive it. They're given the injection and they go home. That's what this is leading to in terms of looking at new ways to try to battle and destroy cancer cells and leaving the rest of the body alone.
And that's where this clinical trials fundraising that we're talking about on CFRA is all coming in, getting this advanced research to the bedside. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.